I'm saddened to report this, but it is true that Dr. Rashid Buttar has passed away. He reportedly died on Thursday. I think it was Thursday evening. I've confirmed this now with several people who were close to him, and you probably heard about his passing. He was an extraordinary individual. I knew him as a courageous health freedom fighter, a pioneering medicine practitioner, a truth teller, and frankly, a ferocious warrior in the space of health freedom. And he will be dearly missed and loved. Although, of course, he was defamed, maliciously maligned by the pharma-controlled establishment media, which is no surprise because that's the death agenda against humanity. And Dr. Buttar was trying to work on behalf of humanity to save humanity. And he did affect the lives of many people, millions of people over time through his information and his podcast and his medical conferences, not to mention his own personal medical practice. He positively impacted the lives of millions. His fifth annual advanced medicine conference was scheduled to take place a month from now, roughly, and I'm not sure if that's going to happen. But I want to read for you from Sayer G's site, Green Med Info, that talks about Dr. Buttar. And Sayer, who is also a fellow warrior and freedom fighter in this space, says, quote, "I will cherish these conversations and Rashid's incredibly sincere spirit and know that while his life has been cut short, he helped make this world a safer, better place for all of us through his good works." Then he goes on to answer the question of why. Why did Dr. Buttar pass at such a young age? He was only, 56 or thereabouts. Sayer writes, "Due to rumors circulating and the many questions I have received as to the cause of his passing, I wish to share the last publicly recorded discussion we had, where Rashid wanted the world to know the details surrounding the sudden decline of his health. For the record, Rashid reached out to me on February 18th, so a few months ago, and explained that only a few weeks before, he was in the ICU for 6 days with a diagnosis of both stroke and myocarditis, with symptoms and biomarkers consistent with adverse effects from the mRNA jabs, which, of course, he did not take. As you will see in this video, he believed that he was experiencing the result of shedding, also, quote, self-amplifying properties from the transgenic mRNA jabs." There's an interview that Sayer has posted that was conducted on March 13th that include Dr. Joel Bomier and Dr. Buttar and Ty Bollinger. And they were all exposing the censorship industrial establishment. In fact, that's the title of that video, "The Censorship Industrial Establishment Exposed." So there is a big pharma run, deep state government run, you know, censorship regime that singles out individuals like Sayer and Ty Bollinger and Dr. Buttar and myself and others to try to utterly silence them and silence their impact because we save lives. And the establishment is, of course, working incessantly to exterminate human lives, as we've talked about many times. But as Sayer writes here, ultimately, Rashid's life and work is to be celebrated no matter what the circumstances of his passing. You will be missed, my friend, but I know many of us will continue forward. The spirit of your work long into the future, which is the greatest tribute that we can make to you when it is all said and done. So I would like to, of course, add to that. And I guess I should start out by saying up front that there's no question in my mind that there are bioweapons that have been created by the bioweapons industrial complex, right? With the help of Fauci and the NIH and the DOD and so on. And if you think SARS-CoV-2 was the only weapon they created, think again. They've been hard at work at this for decades, and they have a freezer full of other biological weapons. And as best I can tell, they take some of these weapons and they deploy them against individuals, sometimes at public speaking events and other times perhaps in other nefarious ways. Some of these can be contact agents. You know, certain types of proteins, for example, can of course go right through the skin. And so an individual can be tracked and followed, and these weapons, bioweapons, can be sprayed on their doorknobs or car door handles or, you know, water bottles or what have you. Or their food can be tainted, or their hotel room can be sprayed with this. So what they can do is they can follow somebody at a public speaking event who's staying at a hotel, follow them back, identify their room, of course, easily enter the room by forcing the hotel to comply with the deep state. And then they enter the hotel room and they just spray the whole room with all the bioweapons while they're holding their own breath. And then they just exit and wait for the person to go in and soak up all the bioweapons in the room and get sick and die. And I've seen this happen. I've seen this happen more than once. And there are people in the health freedom movement who have lost fathers and mothers and loved ones because they were at certain events that were targeted with certain types of sometimes aerosolized bioweapons. And in other cases, specific individuals were targeted. I know of several people who were severely sickened because they were targeted in such a manner, some of whom barely survived. I mean, they thought they were going to die for like 2 weeks straight. And through the help of natural medicine, they were able to pull through. A normal person would have died. You know, a person that's hopped up on pharmaceuticals and whatever would have died. But because these people are well informed about ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and chlorine dioxide and other things, once symptoms come on strong, they're able to treat themselves in with such substances and other things. And they're able to overcome and actually survive and make it through, where again, a lot of other people would have normally died. It also helps to have very healthy blood that is not subject to strong coagulation or clotting, of course. And so if you have a healthy diet and you have, you know, healthy oils and you don't eat a lot of fried foods and junk foods and so on, you have healthier blood. And, you know, I was reminded of this a couple weeks ago when I suffered a very interesting injury and lost quite a lot of blood. And I even commented on my podcast. I was watching this blood pour out of my body. And the only thought I had was, man, such a waste, because I work so hard to make good quality blood with all my smoothies and nutrients and supplements and the ahi flower oil that I take. That's spelled A-H-I, ahi flower. If you want to know what that is, it's like, I think it's the world's best plant-based alternative to fish oil. Anyway, it makes your blood really flow. And so when blood was flowing out of me, I was like, wow, that's definitely not clotting blood right there. Although I applied pressure and stopped the bleeding and I'm fine. But because of course I made more blood. You're built with that, right? We're all making more blood all the time. So thank goodness we can make more blood. And I believe that, you know, Dr. Buttar also had healthy blood. So he was hit, I believe, this is my opinion, can't prove it, but in my opinion, he was hit with an extreme weapon that is probably not one that has been deployed publicly before, or certainly hasn't been widely deployed. So this weapon took a tremendous toll. It must have been a hyper-clotting type of weapon, you know, the kind of blood clotting that you would normally only see from something like a snake bite, you know, or some kind of venom coursing through the blood would cause that kind of rapid clotting, which of course could be diagnosed as a stroke eventually. You know, it could cause a stroke, the clotting. So Dr. Buttar had a very healthy lifestyle and he lived what he taught. And thus the kind of weapon that had to be used to target him had to be a hyper-clotting weapon. And I would not be surprised if this weapon is the one that they plan to release on the public before the end of 2025, because we know another major release of a bioweapon is coming. And we also know from other experts that we've interviewed that this next bioweapon will make COVID look like a walk in the park. I'll talk about that in a second. But just for the record, I have been at public speaking events where I began to take on symptoms very quickly after such events. And I have always successfully treated with chlorine dioxide. Ivermectin, I take prophylactically before I go into public, by the way. That's just me. I can't recommend that you do that. That's between you and your doctor or you and your soul or what. I mean, that's up to you. I take it before I ever go out in public, because that way I have ivermectin obviously preloaded before I'm exposed to something if there is an exposure type of event. But I was symptomatic when I came back from, what was it, Tulsa a couple years ago now. And I took chlorine dioxide, and I think I took ivermectin at the time. I took artemisinin, and I took some other herbs and vitamins and nutrients. And those symptoms were handled very, very quickly. But man, they came on fast. I do remember how quickly they came on. It was a matter of about 2 hours. Went from 100% to, like, 2 hours later, like, oh my God, something's trying to kill me from the inside. These things can come on very rapidly. And of course, that's when I started slamming the chlorine dioxide. But again, that's just me. I can't recommend that you do that. You make your own health decisions. But the point here is that all of us in the health freedom movement have been attacked one way or another with these biological weapons. And there's no doubt in my mind that there's a bioweapon deep state, which of course is probably working in collusion with pharma, to try to literally murder all of the alternative medicine doctors and health freedom advocates and public educators who are trying to save lives. And, you know, there are many, many wonderful doctors who have been murdered. And I believe that Nicholas Gonzalez, Dr. Gonzalez, is one of these. And I know not everybody agrees with that assessment, but Aaron Elizabeth, of course, compiles the increasingly large number of medical professionals who appear to have been murdered or targeted for murder in various ways. The thing is, with these biological weapons, they can be very covertly deployed through an aerosolized spray or a contact poison that can be specific to an individual, or it can be aerosolized for an entire group or a room or a hotel room, a speaking room, things like that. So we always have to be extremely careful, knowing that there are nefarious, anti-human bioweapons, mass murderers on the loose in America, in Europe, around the world, trying to mass murder humanity and trying to silence truth tellers using these weapons. And so every one of us, everyone in this space knows the truth about this. Everyone has been targeted. Every truth teller has a story about how they were targeted, and in some cases, they were nearly killed. So then, of course, you have to ask the question, why did they need to murder Dr. Buttar, if indeed that's what happened? I don't mean any disrespect whatsoever to his family. You know, blessings to you, love to you, prayers to you. I only say this in honor of Dr. Buttar's memory and the importance of his work. But it's clear that he was onto something so revolutionary for humanity that the bioweapons deep state believed that they had to take him out very quickly. And it makes sense, although I can't prove this, but it makes sense that that would have had something to do with the upcoming 5th Annual Advanced Medicine Conference. Now, that conference was going to feature many, many very important speakers who have a tremendous amount of knowledge in these areas, such as, for example, Dr. Brian Artis and Dr. Tao Braun, among many others. and authors and speakers and researchers and so on. And I think that, although I don't know this as a fact, but I have supporting evidence to lean in the direction that this fifth medical conference that he's putting on was going to reveal one of the, what you might just generally call a cure for the spike protein. I believe, I think Dr. Judy Mikovits was also going to be part of that event. Now, and I use that term loosely, a cure for the spike protein, but in essence, because of the brilliant minds, some of whom I just mentioned, that are involved in this space, there now is knowledge emerging of how to counteract the spike protein. And there's even been a lot of talk recently about nattokinase, for example, N-A-T-T-O, nattokinase. And you know I've talked about that for 10, 15 years, whatever it is. And I've been taking that for a long time. It's one of the reasons why my cardiovascular system bleeds so well, as I recently discovered. But I've been taking nattokinase for a long time. A lot of the world has only recently woken up to nattokinase. And I think that might be because of the work of Dr. Peter McCullough, who, you know, of course, being a researcher and an advocate of, halting pandemics, right? And being able to use medicine that is backed by evidence, he has come to find that nattokinase is backed by solid evidence, and he's been recommending it for quite some time. Again, I've been using it for years. The first time I ever heard about it, by the way, was I was at an Expo West conference those happen in Anaheim, California. I was at an Expo West conference visiting a little tiny booth in the back of the conference of this little Japanese man that had brought this nattokinase from Japan. And he was telling me about it. And I was just walking the show, like talking to everybody and learning everything I could. And he was telling me about it. He said, "Here, you want to try some?" And he had a powder. And I tasted it. I was like, "Oh my gosh, this is the nastiest tasting stuff imaginable. It is not a good tasting thing." But of course, you can take it in a capsule format. But he was telling me and showing me all the research. And I was impressed. And again, I don't even know what year that was. It was a long time ago. It might have even been 2009 or something like that. I'd have to go back and try to figure that out. But that was available then. It's just that very few people knew about it until recently because of the clotting factor of the spike protein. So what if people were about to reveal in this medical conference the, quote, cure for spike protein shedding? Because I do think that such cures exist. And nattokinase is probably one part of a recipe of, you know, defensive supplements and nutrients that can, you know, help protect your blood from that. There are no doubt many others as well. We've even talked about some of those others, you know, various combinations of certain types of nutrients, such as acetylcysteine, you know, for example, in certain forms with certain combinations that tends to basically nullify the spike protein, at least in published academic studies. But Dr. Buttar was about to roll this out, and I think that this could have been the breakthrough conference that could have really gone even more mainstream than anything else, and it could have reached, you know, the mind share of hundreds of millions of people, which would have really interfered with the globalist plan to achieve near total human extermination using the spike protein and other bioweapons. And I believe this is why they had to take Dr. Buttar out of the picture. Now, again, I can't prove this. This is just my analysis. However, because of all of this, I do hope and I'm willing to assist. I don't even know how, but we need to make sure that this fifth annual Advanced Medicine Conference continues, that it actually happens. We need to make sure. So I'm going to reach out to people I know in the industry and see if perhaps this is something that we could broadcast on Brighteon University. which is brightyou.com. By the way, if you haven't heard of that, it's a fairly new thing, but very popular. BrightU, that's just the letter U, brightyou.com. We roll out a new docuseries every 1 to 2 Saturdays, and you can watch the entire thing for free just by registering. And this fifth annual Advanced Medicine Conference, I don't even know the status of it. I don't know if all the files are ready or if it's ready to roll, but I will reach out. I will see if there is a way that we can help distribute this, because I have a feeling that it's life-saving information that you would find in that Advanced Medicine Conference. And by the way, if you want to find out more about Dr. Buttar, just go to drbuttar.info. That's his official website, drbuttar.info. I guess it's .info. Does .com work? I'm not sure. Maybe that works as well. So we're gonna take a look and find out what we can do. The bottom line is Dr. Buttar was a brilliant man, and he was a compassionate man. He was a pro-human individual, right? I mean, he was on Team Humanity all the way. And he brought together people and solutions and knowledge and wisdom, all of it, in order to help his fellow humans. And his passing is, this is a devastating blow to human health. He will be dearly missed. This is, sadly, it looks like the deep state has removed Dr. Buttar from the field of knowledge and information, because he was so effective and he was so informed and inspiring to others. And it's a reminder that we are living in an actual war. This is biowarfare. You're living through biological warfare right now. You're living through a depopulation agenda. The cancer industry wants you dead. The pharmaceutical industry wants you dead. The vaccine industry wants you dead. You already know that. And of course, the mainstream media has been bought off by Big Pharma, and so they are all in favor of this extermination agenda. So make no mistake how deep we are down the rabbit hole at this point, and we must take the most urgent precautions ourselves. You must protect the quality of your blood. You have to protect your person, your physical body. You have to protect your, you have to protect your food, all of it. Oh, and I'm actually seeing this conference is going to start on May 27th. That's just a week away. St. Louis, Missouri, it says. AdvancedMedicineConference.com if you want to check it out. Well, I'm going to reach out and see if we can help make sure that this somehow still happens in some form to get this information out to the public. Dr. Eric Napudi is part of that. Dr. Bruce Lipton is also part of it. Dr. Lee Merritt, Robert Scott Bell, and so many others. So Dr. Thomas Levy, an incredible lineup of speakers and people with important knowledge. So I'm saddened by Dr. Buttar's passing. I'm grieving. This has been very devastating to learn of this. But we will lose good people in this battle for humanity, and we cannot allow that to stop us or dissuade us from walking the path of light, love, God, humanity, truth. As long as we walk that path and live our lives with purpose, it almost doesn't matter how long we stay or when we go. Our lives mean something. And as we impact the lives of others in a meaningful way, we spread that light and love and truth and compassion across the planet. And that message reverberates through all of time, as will the efforts of Dr. Rashid Buttar. So we love you, Dr. Buttar. We love you for your contributions. Thank you for visiting us here on this planet, in this time, in this realm, Dr. Buttar. Your temporary visit was greatly appreciated, and we know We will meet your soul again. God bless you. Take care.